And now for our story. Billy Peterson was a boy with a purpose today as he walked down a quiet street in Wakefield. Of course, occasionally he'd make a little detour into a vacant lot to pick up a pebble, talk to a stray cat, or perhaps to investigate the possibilities of an old apple box with an eye to future carpentry work. Billy was only 10 years old, and it is understandable that he should get sidetracked occasionally from whatever project was underway. But most of the time, as Billy walked along this morning, he was thinking about a friend of his, the one he was on his way to visit. This friend was Bill Meade, and Billy was sort of worried about him. Lately, Bill had been pretty unhappy, Billy could tell. And he knew why, too. It's on account of his kid. Only a baby, but a kid just the same. The trouble was, Bill and the kid's mother didn't get along, and the kid lived with her, so Bill didn't get to see him much, which was no good. That was why Billy had decided to pay Bill Meade a visit this morning. He figured he might be able to help Bill snap out of it. Well, anyway, he'd do his best. Whistling cheerfully, Billy went up the shallow steps of Bill's little house in the Wakefield Auto Court.
Why, Billy. Hello, fella.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, come on in.
Okay.
Hey, this is swell. I'm glad to see you.
You're all dressed up. You going somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, but not right away. We'll have time to talk a while.
Fine.
Yeah. Hey, you hungry, Billy? I've got some chocolate cake.
No, thank you. I just had breakfast not long ago.
You sure now. There's plenty.
Well, maybe you will have some.
Okay. I had a hunch you'd change your mind. Well, Billy, how's the world been treating you lately?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, so-so. Yeah. There you are.
Thanks. I was thinking about you this morning. That's why I decided to drop around.
Oh.
Yeah. I was wondering about your kid. How's he getting along? Seen him lately?
No, I haven't.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing's going to be settled soon, one way or the other.
It is?
Yeah, you remember we talked about it before, about why he doesn't live with me.
Sure, I remember all about it. You and your kid's mother don't click, so he lives with her.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, what do you mean, it might be settled? You mean he's coming to live with you, maybe?
He might.
Say, that's terrific. When's he coming?
Well, it isn't sure that he'll come, Billy. It's just a long shot.
Oh.
And that's where I'm going this morning, to find out about it.
You mean you're going to see his mother and get her to let him come here to live?
Oh, no, it's not quite like that. Well, that is, I am going to see his mother, but... Well, it's kind of hard to explain, Billy. Did you ever hear anything about a divorce? Do you know what that means?
Sure. My aunt got divorced once. My mom's sister. Her husband... Well, he was no good. He did awful mean things. So they got a divorce. He's getting along swell now.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, that's what I'm going to do this morning.
You going to get a divorce? Where are you going to get it, Bill?
I have to go over to Stanton.
Oh. Well, gosh, I don't know. My aunt's kids, my cousins, well, they live with her since she and her husband split up.
Yeah, that's the way it usually goes. The children stay with their mother.
Well, gee, Bill, I hope your kid don't have to. I hope you could bring him here.
Yeah, so do I.
We could have a lot of fun, couldn't we? I'd make him things and stuff. And you know what, Bill?
What?
I could stay with him sometimes when you had to go away.
Oh, well, that's swell of you, Billy. But I've got a lady who'd take care of him if he comes to live with me. We'd better not let our hopes get too high, though, because you never can tell. And it's worse if you count on something and then it doesn't happen.
Boy, I'll say it is. That's what happened to me last Christmas. I wanted a bike.
And you didn't get one?
No, I got a pair of skates instead.
Oh, well, that's a shame, Billy.
But my dad says maybe I can get one for my birthday.
Oh, I hope you do.
Bill.
What's the matter? What are you looking at?
I see that chip I made your kid up on the mantle.
Well, you see, Billy, I haven't seen him since then, so I didn't get to give it to him. But he's going to have it. And besides, he does come to live with me, it'll be here already, waiting for him.
That's right. It will. Gosh, Bill, I sure do hope it works out for you today. Will you let me know?
I sure will, fella.
I'll be thinking about it all day.
Oh, that's swell of you, Billy. But I wish you'd just go and have a good time. I don't want you to be worrying about my troubles. You'll have plenty of time to think about these things after you grow up. Now you ought to be having a good time.
I do have a good time, Bill. But a guy can't help wanting his friends to be okay, too.
Oh, sure. And I do appreciate... Oh, well, that's my lawyer. He's going to drive me over to Stanton. Well, I hate to go, fella, but I'm afraid I have to.
Oh, well, that's all right, Bill. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Thanks. I need moral support. Well, come on, Billy. Why don't you see me off?
Okay. Say, I've seen that red-headed guy around town. Is he your lawyer?
Yeah, that's Angus McKillop.
Looks to me like a character. Hope he can do you some good.
Don't go by his looks. Well, so long, Billy. Thanks for dropping around.
Okay, so long, Bill. I'll be seeing you.
Okay, Billy.
Gosh, poor Bill. I wish there was something I could do.
Billy walked home slowly. But this time he didn't make detours. He was too busy thinking. The rest of that day seemed weeks long to the youngster. He couldn't get started at anything. Tried to work in the little shop his dad had fixed up for him in the tool shed, but he couldn't get going somehow. Finally, about 4 o'clock, he decided to go back to Bill's house and wait for him, find out what happened. When he got there, he sat down disconsolately on the bottom step. About 20 minutes later, a car pulled up and Bill got out and came toward him.
Hello, Bill.
Billy. Hey, don't tell me you've been here all day waiting.
No, I went home for a while, but I couldn't seem to stay put. Nothing went right, so I finally gave up.
Well, Billy, we lost.
Yeah, I thought so. I saw it in your face.
Oh, look, pal, I don't want you to get down in the dumps, too. That won't do any good.
I know. That's what my mom always says.
Yeah, well, she's right. And besides, fella, it isn't completely settled.
But if you lost, what do you mean?
Well, my lawyer's gonna see if there's something else he can do. But in the meanwhile, I still can't see my kid.
Gosh, that's tough, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't feel too bad. Could be worse. At least I'm not married anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah, the divorce went through.
Well, I'm glad, if that's what you wanted.
Well, it isn't exactly what I wanted, but it'll be better this way.
Will it?
Oh, I feel like an awful heel telling you all this. You shouldn't be thinking about such things at your age.
Shucks, Bill. Don't feel that way. I'm no baby, you know. I'm 10 years old. They don't hurt me. The more I know, the better. I'm gonna be growing up myself someday.
Well, Billy, when you are, I just hope you don't make the mistake I've made.
Bill looked into the youngster's face. 10 years old. In another 10 years, Bill's own child would be that age, thinking in terms of grown-up problems, capable of friendship and loyalty. What would he be like if he were brought up by Ben Calvert? Still, there was a chance, just a slim hope, that Angus might be able to work the miracle somehow, to get the judge to set aside his decision of this morning, which had denied Bill, his boy.